Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Pei, and we are at the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, in the middle of Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima. For Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leia Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's us also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharya Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadah L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. And finally, on behalf of the entire Chabura, I want to wish a Mazel Tov to Echad Bibnei HaChabura, Reb Daniel Kasten and Mishpachtoi, on the Grace of Chasana tonight. And today's daf is being learned as a schus for the Chasin Yaakov Lev ben Yuta Chana and the Kala Ita Rivka Bas Esther, that the Zivik should be Oile Yafa and they should be Zoicha to build a Bayis Nemam B'Yisrael. So, yesterday, at the end of the daf, we began the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis, which at least momentarily was a return to the regular program, discussing halachos related to Yevamos. Specifically, the Mishnah discussed the halacha of a saris and an islandess, whether or not they're included or excluded from the laws of Yibum v'chalitza. And the Mishnah said that there was a machloikis tanoim as to the particulars of the halacha. In other words, everybody agrees that there's a saris that's included in Yibum v'chalitza, and there's a saris that's excluded from Yibum and Chalitza. The machloikis, however, was which saris is included and which saris is excluded. Rabbi Akiva said, a saris adam chayleitz v'chayltzin le'ishtai. A saris chama is loy chaylets for loy chalson leishtai. So what's a saris adam and what's a saris chama? The Gemara is going to ask the question, and the short answer is going to be a saris adam is someone that became a saris later in life. A saris chama is somebody that was born a saris. It says Rabbi Akiva, someone that's a saris adam, someone that became a saris later. The halacha is chaylets for chalson leishtai. Meaning, it doesn't matter if Shimon is the saris or if Reuven, the brother that died, was the saris. Either way, there would be a din chalitza. However, saris chama is loy chaylets for loy chalson leishtai. Someone that was born a saris, the halach is he can't do chalitza. Not only can't do chalitza, in the event that saris chama dies, his brother wouldn't have a mitzvah to do chalitza either. Now, what's the difference between a saris that was born a saris versus a saris that only became a saris later? So Rabbi Akiva himself explained in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said someone that became a saris later in life, it means that he had a shasa kosher, meaning there was a time during his life where he was included in the laws of Yivam the Chalitza. As a result, once he had a shasa kosher, the halach is choyleitz v'choltzim le'ishtai. The saris chama was born that way. As a result, he never had a shasa kosher. Because he never had a shasa kosher, loy choyleitz v'loy choltzim le'ishtai. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer said just the opposite. The saris chama, the person that was born the saris, he's included in the laws of Yivam the Chalitza. The person that became a saris later is not included. What's the difference? So says Rabbi Eliezer, someone that's a saris chama has refuah. It's shayach for him to be healed. Because he could be healed, it's for that reason he's included. The person that's a saris adam, even though he had a shasa kosher, however, he has no refuah. And because he has no refuah, so the halach is loy choyleitz v'loy choltzim le'ishtai. So again, in summary, everyone agrees there's a saris that's included in Yibum v'chalitza and there's a saris that's excluded from Yibum v'chalitza. What does it mean, included? Whether Reuven, the brother that died, was the saris, or whether Shimon, the brother that wants to do Yibum, is the saris, he would be included. What does excluded mean? If Reuven is the saris or if Shimon is the saris, there would not be a parsha of Yibum v'chalitza. Which saris is included, which saris is excluded? That was a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Today's daf is going to be a detailed discussion of this machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara is going to begin with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, which again is that the saris adam, the person that became a saris later, choyleitz v'choltzim le'ishtai. Why? Because he had a shasa kosher. The saris chama, that's the person that was born that way, so he, the halach is loy choyleitz v'loy choltzim le'ishtai. Freak the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva holds a saris adam can do chalitza, right? Says the Gemara, how could it be? Mechdi Shamidal Rabbi Akiva. We know Rabbi Akiva Shita is throughout Shas. The Omar, Chayvei Lavin Kechayvei Krisos Domi. That a Chayvei Lavin is like a Chayvei Krisos. Rabbi Akiva treats a Chayvei Lavin like a Chayvei Krisos. Lamay Nafkemino, Rabbi Akiva holds Kedushin's not Toifis with Chayvei Lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds that if someone has a child with a Chayvei Lavin, the child is going to be a Mamzer. As it relates to Yevamis, Rabbi Akiva holds that a Chayvei Lavin is Eina Oilu LeYibum, the Eina Oilu LeChalitza. We know the first Mishnah in Yevamis. An erva and a tsaras erva and a tsaras erva at soif ha'olam has no yibam, no chalitza. According to Rabbi Akiva, that a chayvei lavin is like a chayvei krisos, he would hold that if a chayvei lavin falls the yibam, the halacha would be the same. So, freak the Gemara, if Rabbi Akiva holds that a chayvei lavin is like a chayvei krisos, the chayvei krisos we know is lavin, a chalitza, and yibam, we know a chayvei krisos doesn't fall yibam, the chalitza. So, how could it be that there's a din that a tsaras adam would do chalitza, l'chayra? The Soris Adam is in a Chayvei Lavin situation for him to be able to do Yibum. And if he can't do Yibum because it's a Chayvei Lavin, we should say, Kol She'ena Oilu LeYibum, Eina Oilu LeChalitza. So if this wasn't Rabbi Akiva LeShitasa, it wouldn't be a Kasha. Because according to the Chachamim, only a Chayvei Krisos is the Halacha, there's no Yibum and no Chalitza. But Rabbi Akiva LeShitasa, that holds that a Chayvei Lavin is like a Chayvei Krisos. So if a Chayvei Krisos has no Yibum, no Chalitza, according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin would also have no Yibum and no Chalitza. So how could it be Chalitza by a Soris Adam? You could tell me Torah from today till tomorrow. But at the end of the day, it's a Chayvei Lavin. If it's a Chayvei Lavin, there's no Yibum. If there's no Yibum, there should also be no Chalitza. Now, what's the Chayvei Lavin of a Soris Adam? So Rashi says, a Soris Adam is a Petzua Daka. And because he's a Petzua Daka, so it's for that reason there's the Lav of Lo Yavai Petzua Daka Krus Shofcha V'Kal Hashem, which means there would be an Isser Chayvei Lavin for him to do Yibum. If there's an Isser Chayvei Lavin for him to do Yibum, the halacha should be that there should be no Chalitza either. Amar Rav Ami, so Rav Ami gives the first of three terutzim. Hachav Ma'iskini, note, we're talking about in our Mishnah Kigan Shenasa Achiv Giyoris. It's talking about where a woman fell a Yibum, but the woman that fell a Yibum was a Giyoris. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to a Giyoris. Reuven dies, leaves over no children. The Giyoris falls to Reuven's brother Shimon, who's a Saris Adam. Because she's a Giyoris, even though Shimon's a Saris Adam, which is a Petzua Daka, but Rabbi Akiva holds that a Petzua Daka is allowed to marry a Giyoris. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva is over like Rabbi Yossi, also Rabbi Yossi, Dama, Kal Gerim, Leikri Kal, Loyove Petzua Daka, Krushavcha, Bekal Hashem, Kal Gerim, Loyikri Kal, and it's for that reason, says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no real Chayvei Lavin here. Meaning, if she was a Yisraelis, Reuven's wife, then there'd be a problem of a Chayvei Lavin. And it's true, there'd be no Chalitza, even by a Saris Adam. But being that she's a Giyaris, so that is not a problem. Hoysel Lashas HaKosher, so Al Saris, she's not Nesmayet. What about Al Tzta Chayvei Lavin? No, because she's a Giyaris. Fake the Gemara, Ihach, if that's the case, we're talking about she was a Giyaris, Yivumi Nami Miyabim, so how come you can't do Yibum? Meaning, the Gemara assumed that the reason the Mishnah said that a Saris has to do Chalitza, Shamati Shas, which Rabbi Akiva explained is referring to a Saris Adam. So the Gemara assumed that the reason the Mishnah said you have to do Chalitza, you can't do Yibam, is probably because there's an Issa Petzua Daka. So if there's an Issa Layava Petzua Daka B'Kal Hashem, you can't do Yibam, but mainly you have to do Chalitza. But now that the Gemara is saying that the Akimta is that she's anyways a Giyoris, because if she wasn't a Giyoris, there wouldn't be a Din Chalitza either. So afraid the Gemara, so why can't you do Yibam? The Gemara says, Enochinami. According to Rabbi Akiva, you wouldn't be able to do Yibam. Rabbi Akiva holds a Saris Adam, does Chalitza. Rabbi Akiva would hold for the same price that the Saras Adam could do Yibum as well. So why then did Rabbi Akiva say that Aniya Faresh Saras Adam chileitz v'chaltzim le'ishtoi? Say better. Say Saras Adam could even do Yibum. Da'idi damar Rabbi Yeshua chileitz, because being that Rabbi Yeshua started off the Mishnah using the word chileitz, Amar iyunami chileitz, he also used the word chileitz, meaning the Mishnah began Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Shamati Shasaris Choylets Vachaltsan Lishtai. Vasaris Loy Choylets Vachaltsan Lishtai. The Ainli the Farish. Amr Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ania Farish, Saris Adam Choylets Vachaltsan Lishtai. The reason Rabbi Akiva used the word Choylets Vachaltsan Lishtai is because that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Being that Rabbi Yeshua used that terminology, Rabbi Akiva went along with that terminology. But Enochinami, according to Rabbi Akiva, really, you could do Yibum. He only used the word Chalitza because Rabbi Yeshua used the word Chalitza. Now, why Rabbi Yeshua used the word Chalitza? So Rashi addresses it, Tosfos addresses it as well, Ayin Shom. But the Gemara says that Enochinami, Rabbi Akiva said Chalitz, Chalitz was Lavdafka, but he meant Yibum as well. But the Gemara says, Deikonami, I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah itself. Diktani, Because the Mishnah said, "Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir." Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir said, "Edos al ben Megusas." There was a person whose name was Ben Megusas. Shehoya b'Yerushalayim Saras Adam. He was a Saras Adam. He lived in Yerushalayim. V'yibmu as ishtoi, and they were miyabim his wife after he died. The kaim divrei Rabbi Akiva in accord with Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva never said you could do yibum. Rabbi Akiva said that a saras is choylates for choltsin leishtoi. He never said anything about yibum. Yet the Mishnah itself brought a ma'isa shehoya kachoya in support of Shittas Rabbi Akiva, where there was a Yibum. Shemam, you know, what do you see from here? That Yibum was Lav Dafka, and it could be Anachinami. What it really means is Chalit. It's a massive rabbi, but rabbi asked a kasha from a Braisa. Ptsua Daka, Ukrus Shafcha, Sris Adam, the Hazokin, an older person. Oy Choltzin, Oy Miyam, if they want, they could do Chalit, if they want, they could do Yibum. Ketzad, Lamashal, Mesu, what happens if any one of these people died? They were Reuven, Ulahem Nashim, they had brothers, Lanachane, and they had wives, Lanachane, they had brothers. Amdu Achin, the brothers got up, Asu Maimir, and Nishasem, they did Maimir, Vinasnu Ger, or they gave a get. Oy Choltzin, they did Chalit, Masha Asa, so anything they did is done. Vimbalu Kanu, and if they did Yibum, it's going to be okay as well. Achin, Mesu, Achin, what happens if the brothers died? Meaning the Sris Adam, the Ptua Dak, the Krushavcha, and the Zakin, their brother died from Amduhain, meaning their Shimon in this case. V'asu Maimim v'nishaseim, v'nasnu get, oicholtzu. So the halacha is, Masha Asa Asa, whatever they did is good. V'imbalu kanu, and if they did Yibum, it's also kaina. However, v'asu l'kaimen, you wouldn't be able to stay married. Mishum shenemar, lo yovei Ptua Dako, u'krushavcha v'kal Hashem. So to stay married, that's something that would not be okay. So the Gemara says like this, who must be the time of the Braisa? The time of the Braisa has to be Rabbi Akiva. How do you know that? Because the Tana of the Braisa says Srus Adam is shaykh to the laws of Yibam v'Chalitza. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer argued. Rabbi Eliezer said the Saras that's included is the Saras Cham. It was Rabbi Akiva that said the Saras Adam. So it means we're talking Shita's Rabbi Akiva. Okay. And it says clearly that the woman that fell, the Yavama, was a Yisraelis. How do we know that? Because the Braisa says that if the Soros Adam would do Yibum, it would be Asa L'Kaimon. Mishum Shanema L'Yavay B'tzu Adako Krushav Cho B'Kal Hashem. Alma says the Gemara B'Kal Askin. We're talking about a woman that this man's not allowed to marry. And still the Braisa says there's a Nefila L'Yibum. There's a Din Maimer, there's a Get, there's a Yibum, there's a Chalitza. What's the Kasha if we're going according to Rabbi Akiva? And how do you know we're going according to Rabbi Akiva? Because you see, Rabbi the time of the Braisa said Saras Adam, and the one that holds Saras Adam is subject to Yibum V'Chalitza, Rabbi Akiva, and we're talking clearly about not a Giyoris. We're talking about a woman that's included in the Kal Hashem, because also the Kaimah Mishum Shanevaloyav Epsuah Dak Rushav Chabbat Kal Hashem. So why is there a Nefila L'Yibum? Hadra Kusha L'Duchte. Isn't Rabbi Akiva Shita that a Chayvi Lam is like a Chayvi Krisus, and a Chayvi Krisus doesn't follow Yibum, so the Chayvi Lavin should also not follow Yibum? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now Toisvis, the Banam Toisvis, asks a bomb Kasha, Pasha Pshan in the Gemara. The Tema asks Toisvis, he says, I don't understand. You prove to me that the time of this Braisa holds like Rabbi Akiva. In our Mishnah, who holds that a Saris Adam is Choylitz V'Choltzin L'Ishtoi. But you have no proof that the Tana of the Braisa is Rabbi Akiva himself. It's just maybe one of the tell me they're Rabbi Akiva. Ichvei, someone who holds like Rabbi Akiva. But you don't know that it's Rabbi Akiva. So Loilam, I'll tell you, the Tana of the Braisa is not Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva in the Sugi of Saras, in the Sugi of Saras. However, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva as it relates to the Halacha of Chayvi Lavin. So it's very posh. He holds that a Saras Adam is subject to the laws of Yibam the Chalitza. However, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva that a Chayvi Lam is like a Chayvi Krisos. And as a result, there's no kosher in the oil Yibam, in the oil Chalitza by a Psua Daka. And as a result, Halachas, you should do Chalitza. Taisa as a Kasha, Taisa applies with a Kasha. But either way, this is the Gemara's Kasha. And because it is Kasha, the Gemara is going to fall off of the original Teretz. Elamai Rabbi, Rabbi said, you have to say Pshat in Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, and Pshat in Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, something else. It's not talking about where a Giyoris fell to the Saras Sodom. And that's when Rabbi Akiva said Shamati, that the Saras is Loichoyos Loicholzon Lishna. Because it's clear Rabbi Akiva said as Alocha, even not by a Giyoris. So what is Pshat? I mean, again, what's the Kasha? Why are you doing Chalitza? Saras at the end of the day is a Ptsua Daka. Loyova Ptsua Daka, Bikal Hashem, which means it's a Chayvi Lavin. According to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvi Lavin has no Yibum, no Chalitza. So Rabbi said, you're going to Shanaf Loy Basayf Nifsa. The case is talking about where first the Yavama fell a Yibum, and after she had already fallen the Yibum, then Shimon became a Ptsua Daka. That's when he became the Saras Adam. And the Gemara is saying a Chiddush right now, a fleeting Chiddush. The Gemara is going to fall off of it in a second. But for now, we're saying a Chiddush that even though Rabbi Akiva holds that a chayvi laban is not oyel yibum v'chalitza. That's only if the chayvi laban was a chayvi laban at the time of the nefila liyibum. But if the chayvi laban happened after the nefila liyibum, then there's no such halacha. So we're talking about where it was naflaloi ulu b'soif nifza. It wasn't a chayvi laban at the time of the nefila. So therefore, there's no problem of chayvi laban. Like Abaye, yes, Abaye told Rabbo, I don't understand. Who cares that he wasn't a p'tzuadak at the time of the nefila liyibum? Interesting lashon haGemara. Velesli iser p'tzua daka v'nitchi asei deyibum. Right, usually it's the opposite. Nesi asei deyibum v'nitchi iser p'tzua daka. Over here, let the iser p'tzua daka be doicha that asei of yibum. Meaning, let the metzius of the fact that right now he's a p'tzua daka negate the fact that there's a zika. Meaning, who cares if it happened b'shas nefila, if it happened later? Even if it happens later, it could push away the zika. Miloy tanan, and he backed it up with a mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel said, we saw this mishnah already earlier. Really, it's a mishnah later in the Masechta. It's discussing a case where there was Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven and Shimon were married sisters. However, Reuven was married to his wife midiraisa. Shimon was only married to his wife midirabon. Then Reuven died, left over no children. So now Reuven's wife falls liyibum to Shimon. Now Shimon can't do yibum because she's an achos isha. So the question is, what should you do? So it's a machlokes tanan. Rabbi Gamliel had an etza. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Im miyano miyano." If she, Shimon's wife, does miyun, so it's oiker her marriage to Mafreya. It comes out then that Reuven's wife was never really an achos isha, so she would fall yibum. Vimlav, and if not, tamte machatagdo v'teitz alazum isha achos isha. What they should do is they should wait until the girl gets older. When she gets older, then he should marry her again, so to speak, through bia midai raisa, and then Reuven's wife would be an achos isha, and she's going to fall yibum. All we need is one piece. Alma, you know what you see from here? Asli yisra achos isha v'dachi. You see that even if the achos isha happens later, it happens after the nefila liyibum. Lamais, she's an achos isha. And if that's the case, he's going to be no yibus. Hachanami here too. Nesi is a petzua daka v'nitchi. Let the petzua daka come and let it knock it out. Elon Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said you have to say a third teretz. Hai Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of our Braisa, which is Rabbi Akiva, as it relates to Sarah Sodom, but yet holds as a din chalitza by Sarah Sodom. What's the kasha? Every Sarah Sodom is doch a Ptsua Daka. Ptsua Daka is a Chayvei Lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds a Chayvei Lavin, like a Chayvei Krista. She doesn't follow Yibam. So why are we talking about doing chalitza? So Rabbi Yosef said that you have to say the Tana of the Mishnah and the Braisa is Rabbi Akiva, but it's a specific Tana in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Hai Tana is Hach Tana Devei Rabbi Akiva. It's the following Tana from the Yeshiva Rabbi Akiva. The Omar who said, Mechayvi Lavin Desher Havi Mamzer. That the only time Rabbi Akiva said a Chayvi Lavin is a Mamzer, if it's a Chayvi Lavin Desher. So it's a Chayvi Lavin, but it's a Chayvi Lavin that is a result of a relationship, of a kurva, of some sort of yichus. However, Mechayvi Lavin Gredolei Havi Mamzer. But that Shita holds that Rabbi Akiva never said as Halacha of Chayvi Lavin if it's an ordinary Chayvi Lavin. Being that the Petzua Daka is an ordinary Chayvi Lavin, meaning it's not a Chayvi Lavin D'She'er, it has nothing to do with the fact that they're cousins, it's just a Chayvi Lavin itself, so therefore it's not a problem of Rabbi Akiva's Chayvi Lavin. If there's no Rabbi Akiva's Chayvi Lavin, there isn't a Nefila L'Yibum, you can't do Yibum because it is a Chayvi Lavin, but at the same time, Chalitza, that is something that you would be able to do. So again, what was the Kasha? Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says a Chiddush as it relates to Sris Adam. He says there's a Saris that's completely excluded from the laws of Yibum Chalitza, but there's a Saris that's included in the laws of Yibum Chalitza. So which one is excluded? The Saras Cham, the one that was born that way. Which one is included? The Saras Adam, the one that became a Saras later. Why? Because he had a Shas HaKosha. That's Rabbi Akiva's greatest far over here in the Sugya. But the Gemara's Takasha, at the end of the day, how could any Saras, according to Rabbi Akiva, be included even with Chalitza? A Saras is a Ptsua Dak, which means it's a Chayvei Lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds a Chayvei Lavin. It's Eino Eilu Yibam. Eino Eilu L'Chalitza. So, Freak the Gemara, at the end of the day, even if in the sugi of Saris, Rabbi Akiva holds that a Saris Adam is not a Saris, but a Saris Adam is a Ptsua Daka, and if he's a Ptsua Daka, based on that, there should be no Yibum, and there should be no Chalitza, and really the Gemara said three terutz. And the first terutz the Gemara said is maybe it's talking about with the Yivam was a Giyaris, Kal Gerim La Ikri Kal, and as a result, there's not going to be an Isser Ptsua Daka. Maybe the case is where it became a Ptsua Daka later, could be Rabbi Akiva never said his halacha in the event that the Chayvi Lavin came about after their already wasn't a filo yibum. The third teretz the Gemara said was Hamani, the Tanda that holds that the only time Rabbi Akiva said is Allah of Chayvi Lavin is if it's a Chayvi Lavin the She'er. But a regular Chayvi Lavin would not be included in this halacha. Faith the Gemara another kasha. Ikri kan lahakim laachiv shame v'halav bar hachihu. How could Rabbi Akiva hold that a Saris Adam is included in the laws of Yibum v'chalitza. The tachlis of Yibum v'chalitza is lahakim la'achiv shein. V'haya b'chara shetelet yakum al shem achiv ames v'lo yimachish may be Yisrael. Something we talked a lot about earlier in the Masechta. A saras of him can't have a child. He's a p'tzor daka, which means by definition he's ein moilid. So if he can't have a child, so how could he be included? Amar Ravos, Ravos that I hear. I mean, it's a good ha'ara. But Rabbi Kiva knew for a fact that this is the case. And he knew for a fact that as long as there was a Shas HaKosher, there was a time where he was shayach to lahakim lachiv shem, even if Lemaisa, when it comes to it, he's not, but the halacha is, he won't be a Ptzua Dakin. How did he know that? Or he won't be excluded from Yibam. Because im ken, because if not, ein lecha isha shekshar liyavam, shloi nasa baila saris chama sha'achas goydal misasa. Because if it's not the case, there would never be a woman that would ever fall a Yibam. Why? Because just like a saris is a psul, if the brother that's alive is a saris, Shimon, a saris is also a psul, if the brother that died is a saris. Reuven, every single man before he dies becomes a saris. And if that's the case, there should never be a woman that falls a Yibam. Yet, there is a parish of Yibam. Must be, because even though the man becomes a saris before he dies, but he had a shas ha-kosher, and as long as he had a shas ha-kosher, that's enough for him to be included in the halacha of Yibam. So that's what Rabbi Akiva knew, that even though it's true in Svara, you're gerecht, it doesn't make sense that even a saris Adam should be included in Yibam. But at the same time, it has to be that way. You see, there's a svar of shas ha-kosher, just one thing, pasha, lahaytzi miliban, and that is, the Gemara over here said, ein lecha isha shekshar liyavam, shalei nasa baila saris chamam. Rabbi Kiva is talking about Saras Adam, not Saras Chama. The word Saras Chama here, some Rishonim say, does not mean what it means in the rest of the sugya. We mean there's always a person, right? A Saras Chama means someone that was born a Saras Chama. Obviously, there's no person that ever dies that a moment before he dies becomes someone that was born a... It doesn't make any sense. So over here, the word Saras Chama means something else. But the bottom line is Rabbi Kiva says, every person becomes a Saras before he dies, and because everyone becomes a Saras before he dies, and still there's a mitzvah of Yimum, must be there's a Svara of Shas HaKosher. Zok the Gemara. Piruka the Rava Pirchahi. Rabbi Eliezer, Piruka the Rava Pirchahi. So we just said that Rabbi Akiva spared. Rabbi Akiva proved that every Saris Adam must be subject to the laws of Yibum v'chalitza. What was his proof? Because every man before he dies is a Saris Adam. So you see that if there's a mitzvah of Yibum, must be every Saris Adam is included in Yibum. Zok the Gemara. Isn't that a kashrut Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Akiva's Baal Plukta in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds that a Saris Adam does not fully Yibum v'chalitza. He doesn't subscribe to the Svara of Shnas HaKosher. He has a different Svara. Refuah, no Refuah. Oh, but Frank the Gemara. So if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva's Raya, Piruka the Rava, which was Rava's shtickel Torah to explain Rabbi Akiva, is now Pircha the Rabbi Eliezer. It's a kashrut Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, how could you tell me a Saras Adam doesn't fall Yibum v'chalitza? Doesn't every person before he dies become a Saras Adam? Yet you see there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer is going to tell you it's true. A man before he dies, moments before he dies, is a Saras Adam. But at the same time, Hasam kechishusa da aschilabe. The way we look at it is not that he's a Saras, meaning physically he's in a moilid, but he doesn't have the textbook criteria of what a saris is, as we'll see later in the Gemara. Rather, Rashi's lashon is misa makreshes koichoi. It's the fact that he's dying, and the moment before death, he's so weak that you're right, he can't be moiled, but that doesn't make him a clinical saris, and as a result, it has nothing to do with the sugya that we're learning. What's the definition of a saris chama? So we've explained it already. We said this is a person that was born a saris, which is what the Gemara says. Amar Yisrael Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Kol Shalai Rosh Sha Achas B'Kashrus. A person that was never kasha. Mitchilas Priyasoi, Mimei Imay already, Rashi says, he was a Saris. Mino Yadinan, says the Gemara, how does a person know if he's a Saris Chama? Amar Abayit is a Semen. Kol Amato Mayim, if someone, when he urinates, Ein Oisekipa, so the urine doesn't have an arch, that's a Raya, that this person is a Saris Chama. Mimei Havoi, what causes a person to become a Saris Chama? The Gemara's understanding is that it's something that happened to the mother during pregnancy. So something occurs during the pregnancy that would now cause the child to be a Saris Chama. So what exactly is that? Says the Gemara, it's Da'afi Imei Betara. This was a woman that was baking during the heat of the day, when it's very, very hot. Rashi says, what happens then is you have the heat of the oven that comes together with the heat of the sun. The shasya shichra marka. Additionally, she drinks shichra, which is beer marka. So what does marka mean? Rashi says, tubshatim. Either it's diluted beer or it's very strong beer. So it's a combination of these two things. That's what would cause a person to become a saras. Rabbi Yosef said, now I know what my mother used to say. She used to say, the amra kol shem Me'imaylaka. She used to talk about some sort of illness that happens to a child and has something to do with the fact that while the child was inside her mother's womb, the mother did something. He said, I never knew what she was talking about. She must have been talking about a saras chama, because it's something that occurs to the mother while the child is in the womb that would cause a child to be a saras adam. Says the Gemara that as it relates to a saras adam, we have a saras chama is someone that was born a saras. He never had a shasa kosher. If he had a shasa kosher, according to Rabbi Akiva, he would be a saras adam. Right? The saras adam is the saras that had a shasa kosher. The saras chama is someone that didn't have the shasa kosher. What does it mean he didn't have the shasa kosher? It means he was born a saras. Frank the Gemara, if you're telling me that the only way the halacha is that the saras is excluded from Yibam the Chalitza is if he was born a saras and never had a shasa kosher, that means you're willing to guarantee that if a child will, at some point was a saras, the simon we got in the Gemara was he's matul mayim ve'in oisakipa. That means for sure, guaranteed, he's always gonna be a saras. Right, the Gemara v'leich Hashem mehivri ben time. How do you know he didn't get healthy in between? And if he got healthy in between, he has a shasa kosher. If he has a shasa kosher, there is yivum. L'may nafkamina? I mean, the most obvious nafkamina is if Reuven dies, this woman falls the yivum. This is a big problem over here. See, you tell me, oh, because when the child was young, so he was matul mayim ve'in oisakipa. How do you know later on nothing changed? So the Gemara says, kivan de tchilase v'sayfei loku loichashinan. Meaning, we're not going to go and constantly inspect the child. If we knew that at a very, very early age, this is the way it was. So that gave us a hunch that the child was born this way. And then later on, we know right now the child has a simanim of saras. So you can tell me, maybe in the interim time, maybe there was a moment that he was okay, we're not going to be chayish. Ramari asked the kash, is that true? Yes, from a mishnah b'chayris. So the mishnah over there is discussing one of the mumim that would affect an animal, specifically a b'char. B'char has to be given to a kayin. If it's a b'char tam, the kayin has to bring it as a karma. If it's a b'char b'al mum, then he's allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat it as if it's chulin. But the mishnah over there discusses different types of mumim, and one of the mumim the mishnah says is going to be considered a mumim if it lasts for 80 days. And Rabbi Chanina and Antigna said they used to be baidik three times during these 80 days to make sure that the mumim was there. They were baidik in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. So what do you see from me? You don't say, oh, they were baidik in the beginning, they were baidik in the end, so you know everything is okay. No, they used to throw in a baidik in the middle just to make sure 100% that everything is okay. Ah, in our Gemara, you're telling me that as long as the child was born this way, this is a sign that everything. So the Gemara says, l'chad ever chayshina l'kulei gufa l'chayshina. And over there, we're dealing with one aver. The mum that the Mishnah was discussing was a mum, one aver. It was in the eye that happens to be what the aver was. By us, we're dealing with a saras. A saras is someone that his entire guf was overwhelmed by an illness, and that's what caused that ultimately this child was not able to be moiled. So being that we're dealing with an illness that affects not just an aver, the entire guf, the manifestation that we're talking about affects an aver, but the underlying illness was something that infected the entire guf. Here it's different, and here a badika in the beginning, a badika in the end would be, oh, okay. So again, in the Mishnah, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva as it relates to the halach of a saris. Everyone agrees there's a saris that's choylitz v'choltzim l'ishtay, and there's a saris that's loy choylitz v'loy choltzim l'ishtay. The question is, which saris yeah, which saris not? According to Rabbi Akiva, the saris Adam yeah, because they had a shasach koshed. The saris chama no, because they didn't have a shasach koshed. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's just the opposite. The saris chama yeah, because yesh loy refuah. The saris Adam no, b'pnei she'ein loy refuah. Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, oimer loy kiva chulu. So the first part of the daf was discussing be'ikar shitas Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going to discuss be'ikar shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So last week, Kashmir Rabbi Eliezer v'reminu, ben esrim shonav lehevi shtei cyrus. If you have someone that's 20 years old, and he did not bring shtei cyrus, says the Mishnah, yaviu raya shu ben esrim, bring a raya that this person is 20 years old, meaning shows up with a birth certificate, for a saris, the way you read this is, prove that he's a saris, and then loy choylets v'loy miyabin. He's not going to have to do any chalitza, he's not going to have to do any yibum. So, okay, we're dealing with a saris, and as we'll see in a moment, we're dealing with an islandist as well. The most obvious symptom of a saris and an islandist is that they don't have shtei cyrus. If they had shtei cyrus, then l'chura, they would be considered gedoylim when they brought the Shtei Cyrus, as long as they're 12 or 13 years old, respectively, for a girl and a boy. But the Saris and the Islandess do not have Shtei Cyrus. So really what we're discussing over here is when does a Saris become a Gadol? When does an Islandess become a Gedoyla? A boy becomes a Gadol, becomes Chayv and Mitzvah when he turns 13. A girl, when she turns 12. Really, what creates godless is not age. Really, it's Shtei Cyrus. The reason that we assume a bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah when he's 13 and a girl is bat mitzvah when she turns 12 is based on the chazaka derava. There's a chazaka. If he's 13, he's probably bar mitzvah. And if she's 12, then she probably had Shtei Cyrus. But really, it's the Cyrus that caused it. So we're dealing now with the Saracen and Islanders who, by definition, don't have any Cyrus. So because they don't have Cyrus, the question now begs itself is when do they become bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah? So that's what we're discussing over here. So it says again, the Braisa, when a boy turns 20, if he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, bring a raya that you're 20. Prove that you're a Saris. We'll see later. There's clear simonim of Saris. And then the halach is like chaylets v'loy miyadim. There's no yibam, there's no chalitza, meaning you're going to end up having a Saris. You're going to have all the dinim of Saris. Bas Esrim. What about the girl? When she turns 20, same thing. V'loy v'yash tei Saris. If she nev shtei Saris, you v'yarai, she bas Esrim. She should prove that she's 20. The islandess. And prove that she's an islandess. That's the female version. Not Saris, but islandess. And loy chaylets. Let me say bamas. She too will be excluded from the walls. Even chalitza, different basil. Azoy haut basil. Bishamay says, Bishamay says, I agree with everything you said, I just don't agree with the number. It's not 20, it's 18. Rabbi Eliezer was Machria. He said, Azocha k'divri Beisilo, Nekeva k'divri Bishamay. The Zocha becomes bar mitzvah like Beisilo when he turns 20, the Nekeva when she turns 18. And said Rabbi Eliezer, a very nice svarim, Mepnei Shoisha Mimaheris Lovit, Lefnei Ish. Because we know that when it comes to regular bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, the girl matures a year before the boy does. The girl, when she becomes 12, the boy, when he becomes 13. So it's mistaber that this later age is going to be that way as well. It's not going to be all of a sudden the same age. So the girl is going to be like Beis Shammai 18, and the boy is going to be when he turns 20. What's the kasha? The kasha is, we have Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was one of the Tanoim that were mentioned. We're discussing over here a Saris and an Islanus. We're clearly talking about a Saris that is that, and still Rabbi Eliezer says that the laws of Saris are going to apply to the laws of Yibam v'Chalitza. Meaning, if we can determine that this person in our Braisa is a Saris, that means this person is now going to be excluded from the laws of Yibam and from the laws of Chalitza. What's the kasha? The kasha is, I thought Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Saris Chama is Choyletz v'Choltzim le'ishtoy. And our Braisa is clearly talking about a Saris Chama. How do you know that? Because we're talking about someone that was born a Saris. So again, the Braisa is talking about at what age does a boy become a Saris? Obviously, we're talking about someone that was born a Saris. Someone that was born a Saris is a Saris Chama. The Braisa says clearly, what's the ramification of being a Saris Chama? There's going to be no Yibum, and there's going to be no Chalitza. Who are we going according to? It's Beis Hillel, it's Beis Shammai. Ask Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was mentioned over here. Rabbi Eliezer is the shita that holds that the Saris Chama does have Yibam v'Chalitza. It's the Saris Adam that doesn't have Yibam v'Chalitza. Not like Rabbi Akiva. So isn't it a bomb kasha freak the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Dikuli, Amar Shmuel, Chazab Rabbi Eliezer. You have to say Rabbi Eliezer was Chayzer. You're right. It's true. There's no way to reconcile these two Rabbi Eliezer, because this Rabbi Eliezer is clearly of the opinion that a Saris Chama has no Yibam and no Chalitza. That's Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Must be he was Chayzer. Which one of the two Rabbi Eliezers was he chayzer from? Was he chayzer from the first or from the second? Meaning, which is the real Rabbi Eliezer? Tashma, the time Rabbi Eliezer says, Saris Chama choylitz v'choltzim l'ishtoy. Rabbi Eliezer said that a Saris Chama could do chalitza, like he said in our Mishnah, Shekein b'minon misrapin b'Alexandria shal Mitzrayim. Because they used to have refuahs in Alexandria shal Mitzrayim. This, Rabbi Eliezer says what our Mishnah said, this is the real Rebbe Eliezer. Now, what's the raya that this is the real Rebbe Eliezer? Mechateisa, maybe the other one is the real Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer just said his halacha twice, and he was chayzer from both things that he said. How do you know that this is the real one? So Rashi says, two pshatim, ayin sham. One pshat is, here he's bringing a whole proof from clinical trials that happened already in Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim. Also, it's two against one, but the bottom line is, we assume that this is the real one, and if this is the real one, so really, Rebbe Eliezer from our Mishnah is reinstated. Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Eliezer said a different. You don't have to stop making chazaras, and Rabbi Eliezer wasn't sure, and then he was sure. No, Rabbi Eliezer was never chayzer. Rabbi Eliezer always held what he said. I hear you have Rabbi Eliezer that seems to be saying that a saras chamo does not do yibam v'chalitza lo'inchin. This Mishnah was talking about as it relates to Oinshin. Meaning, even though the Tana, the Mishnah, when he presented the Ikar Halacha of when does someone, a Saris, become a Gadol, when does an Eilis become a Gadol, he was talking about in the context of Yibam the Chalitza. Doesn't mean Rebbe Eliezer, when he opined, agreed with that premise. He's just saying, you're having a discussion of when you become a Saris and an Eilis, let me tell you how it works. For an Akeva, it's 18. For a Zachar, it's 20. Now, you're grad the handling in the sugi of Yibam Chalitza. I happen to hold the Saris Cham anyways, it does Chalitza. So I don't mean you're Nafkamino. What? Nafkamino, then Oinshin. I don't know when you become a Chayiv and Oinshin. But the point is, Enochanami, some Muchach, the Rebbe Eliezer, actually held that the Nafkamino, that Mishnah was discussing. So moving along, Me'inyin, Le'inyin, Boisin. So up until now, we've been discussing Machalikis Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer, which Saris is included in Yibam Chalitza, which Saris is excluded from Yibam Chalitza. Now we're going to discuss more laws related to a Saris and an Islandess. Not a Machalikis Tanoim, Machalikis Amayron, not just any Amayron, Machalikis Rav and Shmuel. This is a big Machalikis. We're about to present a major Machalikis Rav and Shmuel in terms of understanding when a Saris, when an Islandess become Gedol. Itmar. Achal Chelev mi ben Shteim Os Esrei v'yoy me'achat aben Shmoy Nesrei. Somebody ate Chelev from when this person turned 12 until when the person turned 18. V'noldu by simone saris, and then this person developed the simonim of a saris. Ulachak mikan hevi shtei saris, and then later brought shtei saris, which Rashi says this line is lav dafka, meaning it doesn't matter whether la'acha mikan, the person brought shtei saris or didn't bring shtei saris. So there was a machlokes. Rav Amar Rav said nasa saris l'mafreya, that this person is now established as a saris and the person becomes a saris l'mafreya. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel says katan ay ba'isasha, the person does not become a saris l'mafreya. In other words, ordinarily a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she turns 12. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13. Now that's not true for a saris and an islandess. What's the halacha by a saris and an islandess? Machlokes beisil beishamai and Rebbe Eliezer. Let's go with the sheet of beisil. According to Beis Hillel, a girl turns bas mitzvah when she turns 20. A boy turns bar mitzvah when he turns 20. According to Beis Shammai, a girl and a boy both turn bar and bas mitzvah when they turn 18. According to Rebbe Eliezer, a girl turns bas mitzvah when she's 18. The boy wins. What has to happen? What has to happen is you have to bring a birth certificate, obvious. The oid, you also have to prove, you have to be able to prove that you are a Saris and an Islandess. There are certain simonim of Saris and Islandess. As long as this person can prove that he or she is Saris and Islandess, then the halacha is that they become a gadol at that point. Doesn't matter if they bring Shtei Saris later, they don't bring Shtei Saris later. This is always what the halacha is going to be. Now, what happens if the person can't prove that he or she is a Saris and an Islandess? So Rashi in our sugi actually quotes a Gemara Masech Tesnid Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara says it's tali when the person lives roiv of his life. That's a sugya mesachtes neda. We don't need that for now. What we need is this basic halacha. Here's the question. When the person now becomes a gadol, the saris when he's 20 according to Beisil, 18 according to Beisham, or the girl when she's 20 according to Beisil, 18 according to Beishamai, 18 according to Rebbe Eliezer, when she now is a gadol, does he become a gadol of Mafreya from when he was 13? Or is it only mikano laba? It's only moving forward. Same for her. Does she become a Gedolah Mafreya, or is only Mikan Alaba? That was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now, the way the Amiroim presented the Machlokes was a case where someone ate Chelev from the point of where someone would ordinarily become Bar Bas Mitzvah until now, during this interim period, then later the person brought the simonim of Saris and Island, so it was established to be a god. Well, the question is, do you go back to Mafreya and say, oh, he ate chalev, now he has to bring a carbon chatas because he, let's say, he did a b'shoigig? Well, no, what he did at the time, he was a katan. So do you become a god of Mafreya, or do you only become a god of Mikan Alaba? Just one diktok that Rashi speaks out, if you just read the words, it's a little hard to read. Ochal is a lashon zachar, right? Ochal chalev mi ben shtei mesrei v'yoy mechad. Ad ben shmoyne esrei. Who holds that a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 12? Nobody. And again, how do you know it's a boy? Achaz lashon zachar. And then the next words, v'noldu boy simonei saris, which for sure is talking about a zachar. So Rashi says it's a toy. So you have to say that really the case was talking not about a zachar, about a nekeva. It says, mi ben shtei mesrei v'yoy mechad. And either it's v'shamai, who holds 18 for a nekeva, also for a zachar, or it's Rebbe Eliezer that holds 18 for a nekeva. And really, it shouldn't say achal, it should say achla, and it shouldn't say v'noldu by simani saris, it should say simani islandess. Okay, but the bottom line is, the shaila is, when the saris and the islandess become gedolim, do they become gedolim l'mafreya from the time that people usually become gdolim, 12 and 13 respectively, or is it only mikanu laba? Rav said nasasaras amafreya, and Shmuel said no katan hayu ba'isasha. So I'm asking for Rav Yosef, the Rav. Rav Yosef asked the kasha and Rav. Rav, you hold the goals of amafreya. I'll ask you a question from a Mishnah in Perek Elu Nairis. So Perek Elu Nairis discusses a man that was ma'anis a woman. The halacha is an oynis, a mafata, you have to pay knas, you have to be chamishim kesef. Now, as machlokes tanom, if someone's ma'anis an islandis, yeah knas or no knas. Rameir holds, if someone's ma'anis an islandis, there's no knas. And the reason he holds that way is because Rameir also holds that the only time you pay knas is if you're ma'anis a naira. An islandis was never a naira. A naira is a girl that turned 12, she watched the Osiris for the next 6 months until she becomes a baguette. That's when she's 12 and a half. She has a din of a naira. Rameir holds that an islandess is excluded because an islandess is never a naira. So if you're never a naira, it's never shayach for it to be negay. Meaning, the Chachamim argue with Rameir because the Chachamim hold that even a ktana has knas. If a ktana has knas, an islandess could be a ktana. An islandess can't be a naira, but an islandess could be a knan. So what's the kasha? Rabbi Yosef asked Rav that islandess le Rameir, yehelo knas, and islandess according to Rameir should have knas. Why? Because Bishlam, if you're telling me that it only works mikanu lahabo, and a chanabi, there's no knas. But if you're telling me that it even works on Mafreya, so Mafreya, shouldn't she have? Shlomafreya, she's a naira. So Shlomafreya, she was a naira. Meaning, just like if somebody would eat chelov during that interim period and then became a gadol or a gdolo, Shlomafreya, we'd say that this is a person that wasn't allowed to eat chelov that ate chelov. So in that same vein, we should say if someone was ma'anis a naira and then later she became a gdolo, Shlomafreya, turns out she was a naira. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye, Abaye answered the question. He said, it's true that Shlomafreya, she becomes a gdolo. However, here's the punchline. Shlomafreya, she doesn't become a naira. Ordinarily, a girl matures in three stages: ketana, naira, and bagras. Abaye said that an islandess mikatenusa yotzes ol bagar. She goes from being a ketana straight to being a bageras. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef heard this. He told Abaye, "Kol kiani mili malius al yisamru mishmoi. Halavai people should say such gishmaka chidushim in my name. Why? He said because I know you're right. The tanya tzabraisa in asaros nidik ben soyru mer. Asaros can never become a ben soyru mer. Fisha in ben soyru mer nidin el b'chasim zokam hatachdoim. Because ben soyru mer has to have a zokin hatachdoim, and asaros can't have that zokin hatachdoim. Then islandess nidoinus can naira murasa, and an islandess can never be a naira murasa. Why? Shemi katenusa yot solabagar. Because even though Mafreya could be she could become a gedayla, a benishta naira. She goes from being a ketana straight to being a begaris, and therefore this is not something that's going to be pas. Amar Rabba Vo said, simani saras for islandess. The simanim of a saras and an islandess, which we've only referenced so far, but we haven't seen yet what they are. Uben shmoina, and the simen of a ben shmoina ain oisin bahen maisa. Cannot establish them, meaning if a saris brings a simon that he's a saris, or an islandess brings a simon that she's an islandess, or a child that's born to 8 months brings a simon that the child's okay, ain't oisim and maisa, you can't do anything based on that at shiu ben esrim until they turn 20 years old. The simonim of a saris, the simonim of an islandess, and the simonim of a ben shmoina are not considered simonim until they turn 20. Now we're going to get into what the simonim of the saris and the islandess are. That's our sugya. But first, the Gemara is going to talk for a moment about the simon of a ben shmoina. So we know in the times of Chazal, it was considered virtually impossible for a child that was born during the 8th month to actually live. Unless the child was born in the 7th month or the 9th month, then it was okay. But the 8th month was considered a problem, and as a result, the child was not able to live. We're discussing over here a child that was born in the 8th month but has simonim. He has simonim that maybe he'll be able to live. The Gemara is going to say, what's that? What does that mean, this simonim? The idea is that how do you know a child was born in the 8th month? You count, right? How many months was this woman pregnant? So that's how you know when she was born. There's always a possibility that maybe the child really would have been born in the 7th month. However, the child just stayed in the rechem of his mother for some extra time, so it came out in the 8th month. But it wasn't born in the 8th month, it just emerged in the 8th month. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, there are simonim of azasor child, and that type of child really could live. You won't know that that child is really such a child that could live until the child turns 20. It's an interesting halacha. So the simonim of a saris is not a simon until the saris is 20. The simonim of an islandess is the same way. And the simonim of a child that was born in the 8th month, you don't know for sure this child is going to live 20 years. Once 20 years pass, then you know the child is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, one second. Ben Shmuel Mikach, are you telling me it's possible for a child to be born in the 8th month and to actually live? So we gave away the punchline. We said the child wasn't really born in the 8th month. It just came out in the 8th month. Really, it was fully developed a month earlier. But again, going through this in real time, is it even possible? The time we learned to the rice, Ben Shmuel Mikach, okay, Evan, a child that's born in the 8th month is like a stone. However, the mother's allowed to bend over towards the child and nurse the child. It's considered a sakana. So what do you see from here? So you see from here that a child is really a problem. So the Gemara says, that Bryce is talking about, it's talking about where the simonim weren't developed. But there is a concept that a ben ches has simonim, and that's what our Bryce is discussing. And when it has simonim, then the child could live. However, it has to play out first for 20 years. The Tanya, what's the makar to this a Bryce? What's the definition of a child that was born in the 8th month? I don't know, if the child came out 8 months, not 9 months, so that means it's a ben shmoneh. Rabbi says, no, not always. Simonim meichichen olav. You look at the child. There are simonim in the child. Sarei v'tziparnav. You look at the hair of the child. You look at the nails, the fingernails, the toenails of the child. Shnoi gamru. If they're not developed, yeah, that's a sign. But if they were developed, then it could be not. Meaning, time to gamru. Ha gamru aminun hai bar zayinu. If the simonim are there, then we assume the child was really developed in the 7th month. Ve'ishtehuye hu de'ishtohe. However, the child just waited around for an extra month and therefore, you see, there is an idea that a child can be born in the 8th month and the child will still be able to live. Whose shita is it? It's Shita's Rebbe, and that's what this Bryce was referring to. It's referring to Rebbe Shita, who holds that if the child has certain simonim, then it could be the child be able to live. Says the Gemara, Ela Hoda Avan, Rabba Toysva Uvda. Rabbi Taisva, once did a maisa shahaya kachaya, be'ishra shahalach bayil medina sayam. There was a woman whose husband went to medina sayam. Vishtoi atresa yarchi shasa. And this woman remained there, or her husband remained there for 12 months. Va'achshere, and yet Rabbi Taisva said that this woman is okay, meaning her husband wasn't around for 12 months and she had a child during the interim period. And it seemed then that the father of the child was not her husband. And afal pikein, Rabbi Taisva was machshere. Why? So he said, an unbelievable chiddush. He said, because we assume that really the pregnancy was a shorter pregnancy. However, the child just remained inside the rechem of the mother, and as a result, it was okay. By the way, we have a fascinating related raid bite connected to this Gemara. It's from when we learned Masechtas Nida, Ayin Sham. But says the Gemara, Kaman Karebi, oh, must be that this chiddush of Rabbi Tisva was like Rebbe, the Omar Mishtai, who holds that sometimes this is a situation that would actually happen, right? What's the Gemara's taina? Meaning, it's a very similar psak. Rabbi Teisva said that there was this 12-month pregnancy, right? That doesn't make sense. The Teretz is the baby just didn't want to come out. It was really fully developed, but it wasn't leaving. That's the chiddush of Rebbe, that it's possible for a child to come out in the 8th month, where really it was a 7th-month pregnancy. It just so happens that the child doesn't want to come out. But the Gemara is really asking it as a kasha. So it seems that Rabbi Teisva's halacha was based on Rebbe Shita, not like the Chachamim. Does it make sense that Rabbi Teisva would paskin like Rebbe the Yochin, not like the Chachamim, the Rabbim? So the Gemara says, Kivin Iker Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to Amar Mishtoi. Being that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds the same exact halacha, Ki Rabbim Avad, it actually is the Rabbim. I mean, it's not only Rebbe that holds this way, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also holds such a concept. Where do you see this? The Tanya we learned to the Rice, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Kol Shishol Lamed Yoim Ba'adam Einoy Nefo, that if a child would live for 30 days, that's already a sign that the child is not an eifel, even if it didn't live a full 9 months. What's the pshat? I thought a child that's born in the 8th month can't live. The teres is, it must have been fully developed in the 7th month. It just so happens that it didn't emerge until the 8th month. So you see already that there's such a concept. So if you see there's such a concept, so it's not just Rebbe that holds that way. Rosh Hashanah Gamliel also holds that way, and that's what Rabbi Teshfa held that way, because he wasn't necessarily going like a yachid keneged the rabbim. He was going like two yachidim keneged the rabbim. That already is something that you're allowed to do. Sokti Gemara Vaita, Tanu Rabbanan, Ezeu Saris Chama. What's the definition of a Saris Chama? So we're talking about the simonim of a Saris and the simonim of an islandess. So says the Gemara, what is the simon of a Saris Chama? Saris Chama is someone that was born a Saris. Kol Shu Ben Esr. So this is somebody who's 20 years old. V'loi Hevi Shtei Saris. He did not bring Shtei Saris. V'afilu Hevi La'achar Mikan. Even if he brings Shtei Saris later, it doesn't change anything. Hareu Ki Saris Achol Dvarav. He is a Saris as it relates to all the halachas. Finally, what are those simanim? Kol she'im lo'izalki. He doesn't have a beard. U'sa'arei lakoi. His hair doesn't feel like ordinary hair. U'besarei machlik. His skin is very, very smooth. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Yair, kol she'ein meim of mailum resichais. When he urinates, so the urine doesn't foam. V'yesh oimrim kol amatol nayim ve'in oisakipa. We saw this rolling in the da. Someone that when he urinates, it's not oisakipa, it doesn't flow in an arch. V'yesh oimrim kol she'shichva zaroi doicha. His shichva zer is very watery. V'yesh oimrim kol she'ein meimei raglov machmitzim. His mei raglayim would never be machmitz, meaning they wouldn't, Rashi says, masrichim kisheshoim b'kli. If you leave mei raglayim in a keli, eventually they're going to start smelling, they're going to go really, really bad. This person's mei raglayim doesn't, that doesn't happen. It's a person that he goes to a bathhouse during the winter, and there's no smoke that emerges from his basa. Reb Shimon Elazar said, it's a person who has an issue with his voice. You can't tell if when he talks, if he's a man or a woman talking. These are the simanim of a saris chama. What is the simanim of an islandess? This is a woman that was born that can't have children. She's 20 years old. She's considered an islandess with regards to all the halachas. The following are simanim. She has no dadim. She finds it very difficult to do tashmish. The lower part of her abdomen is not in the same way that ordinary women are. She has a very thick voice. And when she talks, you can't tell whether she's an ish or whether she's an ish. So we have a whole long list of simanim of a saris, and we have a whole long list of simanim of an island. Zogtumar itmar. Simani saris. As it relates to the simanim of a saris, Rav Huna said, ad shiu kulam. That in order for a saris to be considered a saris, he would have to check off all the boxes. Meaning he would have to have all of these simanim. Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. Afilu be'echad mehem. This is all a list. And if a person has one of these simanim, that would already make him into a saris. So the Gemara said like this. In the event that this person has two Cyrus on his beard, then everybody would agree that's you, kulon. Meaning, if someone has two hairs on his beard, he has a little bit of a beard, so then for sure, the only time it would be a Cyrus is if he also has everything else, kulon meaning the rest of the list. But if he only had one or two or three of the other things on the list, that wouldn't make him into a Cyrus. He pleaded, the machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan was, Bishalehevi Ella Ha. In the event that Bishaloi Hevi, where he didn't have Shtei Cyrus. So in the event that he didn't have Shtei Cyrus on his beard, so then there's a machlokes. Rav Huna holds in that situation, Achiyu Kulon. Rabbi Yochanan says that no. Then Afilu Ba'echemiam, even if he only has one, that's going to be enough. So the Gemara asks Akash, Elo, Odo, Amalu, Rabba Baravua, the Rabbeinu. Rabba Baravua told Rabbeinu, Ainu Beber Rav Nachman. Go look at Rav Nachman when he goes to the Beis HaMerchitz. He besorei male hevel. If he has hevel that's coming out of his baser, esav la bras, then I'm going to let him marry my daughter. Otherwise, I don't want him to marry my daughter. So it seems that they were suspicious that maybe Rav Nachman was a saris. So they said, go see when he goes to the mikveh, right? When he goes to the Beis HaMerchitz during the Moisak Shamim, see what comes out of him. If this smoke emerges from his body, so that's going to be a sign, right? That he's okay. But that's something that I want you to find out. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna. Must be, says the Gemara, that this story was in accordance to Rav Huna, who holds Achiyu Kulam, that the only time someone's a Saris is if he has all the Simanim. Which means, as long as you could prove that he doesn't have one of the Simanim of a Saris, that's a Raya, that he's not a Saris. If that's the case, I understand the story. They said, this is a very easy Simon to figure out. Go watch him in the Beis HaMerchitz, see. If he doesn't have the Simon, that means he doesn't have all the Simanim. If he doesn't have all the Simanim, we're out. Why? According to Rabbi Yochanan, however, that holds Afilu Ba'achamihem. So how's it going to help that you just found out that he doesn't have this one simon? Maybe he has another one of the simonim. As long as he has one simon, he's ready to be a saris. So if that's suspicious, they were choshim, maybe Rav Nachman was a saris. So how did it help that they were able to rule out one of the simonim? You have to rule out all of the simonim. Bishlam, according to Rav Huna, you need all to be a saris. You rule out one, you don't have all, so you're good. If, however, according to Rabbi Yochanan, all you need is one. So then in order to rule out the Saris, you'd have to rule out all. So how does proving that he didn't have this simon rule out everything? So the Gemara says, no, Rav Nachman, sichi dikna havale. Rav Nachman had a beard. He had a little bit of a beard. Rashi says, Yesedois hazokin, koloimer, bekama mekoimus havale sar biskana. He had hairs on his face. And it's because of that, he was someone that in order to establish him as a Saris, everybody would agree, there would be no machloikis that he has to have all of them. And it's for that reason they said, go find out if he has this simin, because if you can rule out even one, that would be a raya that he's not a saris. Meaning, la'olam, it could be a regular a person that doesn't have any saris on his zakin. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan's gerecht. Maybe afilu be'echad mehen. But Rav Nachman, this ma'aseh shehayu kachayu, he wasn't such a person. He was someone that did have here on his face. And as a result, just by ruling out one, that in and of itself would have been enough. Just a little weiter. Hasaris loy choyleitz v'loy miyabim v'chein eilanis. So the Mishnah began with a whole discussion about Hasaris. Shamati that the Hasaris is choyleitz v'chaltzon l'ishtoi. Shamati that the Hasaris is not choyleitz v'chaltzon l'ishtoi. I don't know which one. Rabbi Shua is the one who said it. We had a machoyz, Rabbi Kivir, Rabbi Eliezer. Which one, yeah, which one not. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us a halacha regarding a saris and an islandess. A saris, the chayna islandess, loichay letzis, loimisei bemes. So we put the saris and the islandess together. So the Gemara is almost a postscript to everything we just discussed. Makes a diuk in the Mishnah. Ketani saris dumi the islandess. The Mishnah mentioned saris and mentioned islandess together. Ma islandess bidei shamayim, just like islandess is bidei shamayim. That's what an islandess is. There's no islandess adam. An islandess is bidei shamayim. Af saris bidei shamayim. So too the saris of our Mishnah is bidei shamayim. And if that's the case, the stomach Rabbi Akiva da Omar bidei adam in bidei shamayim loy. This would be a stam Mishnah then, like Rabbi Akiva. It's interesting because it's not a stam Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah we have all the shitas, but the safe of the Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that it's bidei adam in bidei shamayim loy, meaning the saris that's loy choylitz v'loy miyabim is like the islandess. Hasaris v'cheinu islandess, and just like the islandess is bidei shamayim, so too the saris is also bidei shamayim, and that is Rabbi Akiva who holds the saris bidei shamayim. The saris cham is excluded, as opposed to the saris adam is included. Hasaris shecholat liyevimtoi loy pasla v'chulu. So the Mishnah says that a saris that was chaylets liyevimtoi, so the halach is loy pasla. If a saris does chalitza, so the chalitza doesn't become pasla. Why not? Because it's nothing. Ordinarily, a chalitza is pasla. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. But this chalitza is not a chalitza because there was no lefila liyibum. So as a result, it doesn't pasla. Ba'ala, however, if there was a yibum pasla, then she does become pasla. Why? Lipneishi bilas nos. The reason it's a bilas nus is because every yavama is an eishes ach shaloi b'makom mitzvah. As a result, it's a bi of a chayvi krisus, and it's for that reason it's going to be considered a bilas nus. V'chein islandess, the Mishnah said the same issue for the islandess. If the brothers did chalitza to the islandess, loy paslua. If they did yibum, however, that would pasler, the pneisha bilas a bilas nus, because again, the islandess doesn't follow yibum, so she's an eishes ach shaloi b'makom mitzvah, and as a result, the halach is the Bia will make her into a chalala. Zok the Gemara. Hasarish shechalatz liyevimtoi loy pasla v'chulu. Time of the ba'ala. It sounds like the only reason she becomes pasla is because he himself was ba'ala. The yavam was ba'ala. Ha achaloy. But if somebody else would have, nah. Which, by the way, seems a shtickle reasonable. If the yavam is ba'ala, she becomes a chalala because he was ba'ala shesach. Shalei b'makam mitzvah. So there was an isere shesach. Therefore, she becomes a chalala. If someone else was ba'ala, she's an amana. It's a pani abala pnuya. We don't pass like Rabbi Lazar, as we've seen so many times already. That pa abala pnuya asur kizayna. And as a result, the halacha is she wouldn't become a chalala. But the Gemara says, "Lemit yavetuf to the Rav Amnuna." Maybe this is a kasha Rav Amnuna, the Amar who said she meris yavam shezinsa, a she meris yavam that's mizana psula liyibma. She's puzzled to her yavam. A she meris yavam is a little bit of a tricky case. The reason is, on the one hand, she's an almana, but at the same time, we know there's a zika. There's something that bonds her and connects her together with her heart, together with the yavam. And it's for that reason, Rav Amnuna said, that on some level, we treat every shemeres yavam like an eishes ish. How so? An eishes ish that's mezana tachas bailo is also to her husband. She's also also to the bayo. Kishem shasru labal, kachasru labal. Said Rav Amnuna, a shemeres yavam that's mezana, psulu liyavma, meaning she's also to the yavam, as if she would have been an Eishes Ish that was Mazana, who's ushered to the Baal. But you see from Rav Hamnuna that Rav Hamnuna really treats every Shemeres Yavam like a shtickle an Eishes Ish. Meaning, even though she's an Amana, she's not an Eishes Ish, she's a Pnuya. But on some level, we treat her like an Eishes Ish. The time is the Gemara, if that's the case, if you have a Shemeres Yavam that Zinsa Tachas Yibma. So the halacha should be maybe that she becomes a halala. Because an ishes ish that's mezana. The halacha is she's a halala. So maybe a shemeres yavam too. And the kash is only in Ravam Nuna who holds that a shemeres yavam shezinsa is also a bayil. So you see, you look at it a little like an ishes ish that was mezana. So in that same vein, maybe you should say that if she was zinsa, the halacha she should be also to anybody. So again, the Mishnah said that if the saris was ba on the yavama or the Yavam was born the islandess. The halacha is pasul and akahuna. Why? Because she's a halala because of the isner eshes actually by makam mitzvah. But it's mashma only him. It sounds like it's only if the Yavam would have done it. But if somebody else would have done it, it wouldn't have been a problem. What's the kasha? According to Rav Amnuna, even if someone else does it, l'chayru she's an eshes ish zinsa, and an eshes ish zinsa tachas bayla is a halala, so she too should be a halala. So the Gemara says lema tiyave tiyufta the Rav Amnuna. Is this mamish a tiyufta the Rav Amnuna? The Gemara says no. Who I didn't. Could be really the Mishnah would have said that in the event that so this Yavama was zinsa to somebody else, even not the Saris, even not the Yavam, the halacha she would have been pasul. But the Mishnah is saying two things. The Mishnah is saying that the chalitza doesn't mess her up, the Yibam does. The chalitza, obviously we're talking about the Yavam. Who else would do the chalitza? So being that we're talking about the chalitza, we're talking about the Yavam on the chalitza part of the equation, so too the Mishnah talked about the Yavam on the even part of the equation, even though Enochanami, according to Rav Amnuna, it would be lav dafkin. And finally, v'chein island is shechotzlach. The same is true for the island. It's like we said, time in the balua, haloi balua loi. It sounds like the only time the island is pasul l'kahuna is if there was a bia. I mean, island is falls l'yibam. There's not supposed to be a mitzvah yibum. It's eishasach shloibim makam mitzvah. If the yavam goes now and he does yibum, so that locha she becomes pasul. But it sounds like only in the event there was a yibum. But if not, meaning if there was no yibum, shloibim makam mitzvah, the island is his mutter to a koyin. Command the lake Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda said, we saw Rabbi Yehuda earlier in Perek Haba Yevimtoi, Ha'amar island is zaynehi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that every islandess is a zayna. So if every islandess is a zayna, so she's anyways also lokayin. She's anyways also lokayin. Must be the Tanit Mishnah that holds only an islandess shezinsa becomes also lokayin. But a regular islandess not. Is the loike Rabbi Yehuda. Prepared raid. We're going to stop here. Got laid early. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will speak out the raid that we're leaving on the table. And we will end here.